Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday, around the world. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program. You can call in at 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about, keep it clean.
Yes.
I know people are tempted who get angry to curse people out and all that, but, you know, we can't have that on the air.
No, we can't.
One of the things that really makes me mad is how this government has been treating us, you know. Now, they gave us a couple of years ago, I guess, or whatever it was, a little extra money for food. All right?
Yeah, I remember.
Now, keep in mind that Inner Sight believes that anything that this government gives us, they owe us. For
that's
non-accessibility,
true.
For all the years that we've had to walk around, you know. And I'm not talking about just the technology.
Right.
I'm talking about things that weren't labeled properly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like signs and lights and windows and
they still
streets
are.
And, you know. So
yeah.
There's no excuse for it. There's
no
damn excuse. Braille and print have been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Now, how come we didn't have accessibility to read all these things? So anyway, so they gave us a little extra money for food. Now, a letter went out. I got one. I'm sure millions of people did. That now they're going to remove what little extra they gave us. Now, that's how this government operates. See? It's got nothing to do with the pandemic. They're just using that as an excuse. Because this government operates that way. Anything they give you, they have all kinds of stipulations in there to find 1,000 ways to take it back. Now, that is a definite mad.
That's a definite
part of
devil move.
Myself, and I'm sure many, many other people. If they gave us a little something extra, why the hell don't they leave it there? Help us out a little bit.
That's
for all the non-accessibility we've had to endure. That's my philosophy, and that's the Inner Sight philosophy.
I so agree that it's so pathetic that they did this. I mean, I can't even imagine it being taken away. I'm getting ready to, you know, not be happy.
It shows you they don't give it them. And then they want you to vote for these people.
Yeah, right. Not going to.
These are the people they want to want your vote. I wouldn't vote for them.
Yeah, neither would I.
Then the other thing
is, change it for the better, even more. You must change it for every single program that we have, so that this won't happen. But they obviously they don't care. You know.
The other thing is, I don't wish anybody any harm, but I happen to hear from a reliable source that the woman who works for the agency that puts out the rent, Section 8, was in an accident of some sort got hurt. I don't know what kind of an injury she had, but like my mom always used to say, God doesn't sleep.
No, he doesn't.
You know, you stumble the disabled, beware. That's all
that's
I got to
right.
say.
That's right.
Right. That's a definite stumble.
Mad.
To tack on $200 more on somebody's rent. Without even consulting me and sending me the documentation so I could read it.
Right.
Sneaky-ass thing to do.
Yes, it is.
All right. Inner Sight, Man of Glad. And before we get into anything, I want to thank Angela Melanie for putting out the word on Milton. It'll be in the next Able News. She said it comes out April 10th. Look for
that.
And of course, I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their promotion of the day for Milton. And everyone out there who is
really
helping
believed.
Us, I want to thank a woman who contacted me, Melanie, who's disabled, who is putting us up on her Facebook.
That's great.
Anybody and everybody.
That's
Get it up there. Day for Milton. This program is dedicated to a day for Milton. May 19th at the Brewery Hall, 14 Station Road in Belport, the Belport Brewing Hall. May 19th from 11 to 2. So we're going to have a great time and praise Milton and
of course.
Let everybody know how valuable he was and still is in
many
ways.
Yeah, very much. Yes.
Milton lives on.
Yes, he does.
And I'm proud say he lives on through the efforts of Inner Sight now.
Oh, that's a great thing.
And other
people. You don't have to say anything bad.
Stop interrupting me.
Okay.
Oh. He lives on through the efforts of Inner Sight and many, many other people like Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And I'm hoping that some of the other independent living centers are going to reach out and promote the day for Milton. Let everybody know about it. Trying to hook that up now. So, sent the flyer to Ira, and he's including it in his promotion and in the package for Milton. He says it looks really good.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, thank you, Ira. And
yes,
we thank everybody who has been helping and who will be helping. I mean, we haven't even really started yet to promote this, and it's going pretty good. Now, this Wednesday, I'm going to double-check it, but the new show has been sent out. I don't think it'll be on this Wednesday. It'll probably be on next Wednesday. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Verizon Files 35, and RCN 84. That's in Manhattan. And ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.com under Channel 3, the Spirit Channel. So tune it in Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. This week will probably be the repeat. Next week should be the new show. Now, this coming Thursday, local, is the new show with Michelle and Tom. And 9:30, Channel 20, Thursday night on Long Island. So you want to see what happened and hear from the woman who lived through it. Tune it in, 9:30, Thursday night, Channel 20, and come to the Day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewing Company Hall, Station Road, 14 Station Road, Belport, New York. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. We thank them for all their help. Big East, Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And let's see, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. All right, Michelle and Tom own the place. And, great deli over there. So hang out at Shelby's Kitchen. You know, breakfast, lunch, dinner down on 126 South Road, I believe it is, in Belport. 631-286-0444. 286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090, and we thank all our friends who keep this show on the air. Kennedy Realty is one of them. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip. Islip Cleaners, another one. Suffolk Bus Corp, one of our good friends. All right? And I want to thank Mike for writing the poem about Milton. I want to let Michelle hear it first, and then if she likes it, we'll play it on the air. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, and you know, that's a great thing. That's a glad, because Milton is being heard around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, you know, that he was killed at the guide dog school by a trainer on purpose. So now the world can know about it through Inner Sight. I don't think there's any other show that has publicized that to the world or that is honoring Milton the way we are. I wish they would. Join us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, radio show, television show, dedicate your show to Milton. The guide dog. I mean, it's just like somebody needing their eyes, and we all know about that for obvious reasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all those who have perished at the hands of evildoers. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085, and get that food for your animal. And he can also provide medical help when he's able to do it. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. And we thank him for all his help. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Yes, we have people on the line. I'm just waiting until you got to a point that you could accept what I have to say. I have Anthony, and I have Lorraine, and those are the two people waiting.
All right, so let's get Lorraine in. Lorraine is part of Inner Sight. Special Projects Coordinator.
Okay, here she comes.
Hello, Inner Sight.
Okay. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good.
That's good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. How was everybody's weekend?
Okay.
I had a good weekend.
Okay. That's good. I
went
did
out
too.
To the mall on the...
That must have
Saturday.
Been nice.
Oh, okay.
Goofing around. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, did you have a good weekend, Lorraine?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I did a party on another line, you know, another chat line, and it turned out good. I had, you know,
a lot of
good people in the room. Yes, I did.
You like those chat
they
lines,
like,
huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I've been a party liner now since 2018.
Oh. Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
nice
we were
thing.
Talking
mm-hmm.
last night, and of course, this wouldn't, if it does happen, it wouldn't happen until after this event, because
mm-hmm.
that takes priority, the day for Milton.
Yes, it does.
But I was thinking, you know, I don't know how it would work out. I'd have to give it more thought. An Inner Sight support line.
That'd be good.
On the chat, you know. Inner Sight support line.
That would be
where
very
we can
nice.
We could have somebody be in charge of a room. You know, you have a room for service dogs, wheelchairs,
mm-hmm.
one from
mm-hmm.
different rooms, you know. Something like that.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about it, because there's a lot of disabled people who go on these lines.
There
Notice
are.
That. you know, and I'm sure a lot of them have a lot of problems dealing with things. So it's something
yes,
to think
they
about,
do.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we'll see how that develops. You know, as I said, it
I
wouldn't
hope
be
it
until
does.
Until the summertime if we do it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could have a room on nursing homes too.
That'd be nice.
Well, we'll have to see if people would respond to it, you know.
That's the thing.
All right, in a sight. Hey, Lorraine, you got any mad or glad? Glad about
Hold
Mike,
on.
Aren't you?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
I'm glad about yeah, Mike because he wants to be an advocate himself, too.
Oh.
He's interested.
I discovered a glad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mike. Mike's the guy who wrote the poem about Milton.
That's really yeah. nice.
So.
Tell him thank
gotta,
you.
We got to see if what Michelle thinks of it. You know, I'm sure she's going to
mm-hmm.
like it.
Yes.
All right. In a sight. 213-816-1650. We got Anthony on the line from Brooklyn.
No, he left.
All right, let's get Anthony in. More the merrier.
I can't. I don't have. Yeah, I don't have his number per se. He's not on the on
oh,
the list.
Oh, he's not
anymore.
Online.
No,
oh,
he
okay.
was online, but he thought that I don't know what he thought. He just left.
Anthony, if you're listening, call back.
Yes, please.
Get on the matter, glad.
Mhm.
Yeah. So I hear. On the news, you know, you can't believe everything you hear on the news, but some things are true. I hear on the news that the big bank, Chase Morgan, you know, is trying to help another bank, Republic, I think it's called, you know. Now, what's going on with these banks? I mean,
oh,
you know,
a lot of secret things.
The administration obviously doesn't have any control over these banks in the right kind of a way, you know. And that could be worrisome to a lot of people. I mean, you know, people have big money. I mean, you know, you don't have big money, it's not going to affect you. You know. But the big investors are trying to get together and figure the whole thing out. I think a lot of this trouble is because people, first of all, how much money have the politicians stolen? You know,
yeah.
I heard on the news that Senator Schumer got donations from the Silicon Bank days before it collapsed. It makes you wonder, you know, what's
it
going
does
on,
make
you
wonder. You
know. So I don't believe that the banks don't have confidence in Mr. Biden.
I don't think it's only that, Frank. I think it's a combination
what?
Of things. So I don't think it's only that. I believe it's a combination of things that is making, it reminds me of when 2008 and the banking sector went down. It reminds me of that time period, which is really, that's when I lost my job too. So,
yeah,
I mean,
well, you have
we had enough
to,
money.
To.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Continue.
Especially when you have big money, you gotta manage it properly.
Yes,
you know?
You do. I mean,
see,
sometimes.
You know, a lot of people who have big money, they tend to believe, oh, I'm never going to run out of money. You got too much, you know. That's not true.
No.
Anything can run
true.
Out.
Yes.
You know, nothing going to last forever. So you got to watch it. You got to deal with it. You got to orchestrate it in such a way that you don't waste it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
true.
The tendency of what going on, and a lot of these institutions may be getting that from the idea that this government sends a lot of money overseas and wastes a lot of money, and they spend a lot of money on these damn nursing homes.
That's true.
So these banks may be copying that. You know, they may have the attitude, oh, we'll never run out of money. The government will rescue us. You see? That's what I think is going on.
No, I agree with you. I really do, 100%.
The attitude.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we talk about it time and time again. If this government would listen to us and stop wasting all this money on these nursing homes, there would be more money to help people. All people, not just the disabled.
Yeah, because if you live long enough, you'll be in one of those crap holes. Excuse my French, but you will be.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a weird situation, and not that I would trust former President Trump, but I think he knows how to handle money a lot better than the current administration.
That's true.
I gotta
say
that.
The thing that I didn't like about Trump is when he was so happy that the, you know, vaccination had come out, and then maybe something in the background or somebody told him that that wasn't good or it wasn't working, and he was just so, after that, he got very, I don't know how to explain how he felt. He just wasn't the right person anymore, you know?
Well, he's always in trouble, that's for sure.
That's the truth.
Well, for that matter, so is every politician.
Yeah.
You know, you're never going to get perfect people
mm-hmm.
in this country. It doesn't exist.
You have Joe on the line.
Yeah.
You know, basically.
All right. InterSight 213-816-1650. And let's get Big Joe in here because he always has a mind of his own.
Uh-oh.
On inner sight. Hello.
Hello.
Yep. You're right. I got a mind of my own. I got to tell you guys something, and I hope this doesn't offend you for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time I was here, you guys told me that you two were about the only ones that were really working to get inner sight, the goals accomplished. And when I was there, is this true? You two are just about the only ones that are truly working?
No,
well,
the Independent Living Center is trying to help now.
It's helping us, yeah.
Okay, well, they're helping you two. All right.
Yeah, they are.
Here's another thing. You two could be your own worst enemies. Now, here's the reason why.
Yeah.
So, you guys may not even remember this, but the last time I was on your show, which was about a month or so ago,
mm-hmm.
I told you I had some information I wanted to give to you.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a minute left before the end of the show. I said I would get up from where I am, and I would go get it. You guys said, okay. And then when I get to my PC,
uh-oh.
You guys hang up on me.
Oh, we're sorry. We didn't mean to hang up on you. Did we run out of time?
I think so.
No, you didn't run out of time. You were still going on after you hung up, and you were talking about how it's the end of the show and come see you guys tomorrow. So the
mm-hmm.
thing is, I know you didn't mean to, but you forgot that I had said, and you two had agreed to let me go get the info. I was at the PC. I was going to give it to you, but you forgot. So what I'm saying is that you guys may be sloppy in some ways in trying to accomplish your mission because you're going forward and you're going forward, but you may be forgetting what you're doing because you may get distracted. Do you understand what I'm saying?
We apologize if we forgot about you.
Yeah, no problem
Sometimes
about that.
Things get out of hand here
you.
Because I can't see the board. She can hardly see it, you know, so.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Okay, but do you understand what I'm saying? You guys said, okay,
yes,
we'll wait. And then you hung up by accident. You know, you hung up because you forgot that I was there.
Yeah.
Not because you were rude. You forgot
right.
that I was coming back. So,
yeah, I would never hang up on you, Joe.
I would never hang up on you either.
You know, I'm not accusing either of you of being rude. I'm just saying that it's sloppiness. And when you're sloppy in a mission, which is as important as this, you can't be sloppy. I know how about being sloppy. I've got ADD. I've got attention deficit disorder. If I get distracted. Oh, you do too?
So do I. Yeah, and I take my stimulants. I know exactly what you're talking about. I take my stimulants in the morning, but by the afternoon or evening, I can't take it, otherwise I won't sleep. So what it does is I have that plus narcolepsy. Between the two, they both keep me on that medicine.
Oh,
if I don't stay on the medicine, I'm sleeping. That's the problem.
Then I understand exactly what happened. Because, I don't know, Frank, I don't know if you suffer from ADD, but if you do, you get distracted for a second. And you're lucky. If you get distracted, you forget what the fuck you were doing 2 seconds ago.
It's happening.
Hey, watch that.
What, the F? Can't say the
F word?
No,
the other F word.
Whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, say hello to Lorraine, our new advocate.
Yes, we are.
Hello, Lorraine.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. So I just want to let you guys know about that. See, maybe if – see, sometimes paying attention won't help because Suzanne just said she has ADD too. And that's a bitch because if you, like I said, you get distracted, you forget in 1 second, 2 seconds what happened. So, okay, now I understand. And I'm not saying you guys were rude. I'm just saying it was sloppiness. But the sloppiness is due to ADD, and I completely understand what happened. I just want to let you guys know about it, though.
Thank you.
Sure.
No, seriously. You know what I've been doing, Frank? I've been drinking coffee.
There's a doctor, I caught him on YouTube in Japan, who did some research and found out that there's 5 different chemicals in this country that's being put into food that causes brain damage and all these a lot of these brain related diseases, you know, and the government is refusing to remove those substances.
Yeah, they are.
So people
not
have
only
that,
that but they're talking about putting the vaccine in the food supply too.
Oh, you're kidding me! Oh my God, that's terrible.
That is.
It is terrible.
Yeah.
To me, it's a bioweapon. The vaccine hasn't done anybody any good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why you got to eat organic.
In the backyard. That's right.
Much as you
can. Even
the organic. Hey, Frank, you better watch out for that, too, because they've also found out that some of the companies that say they're organic.
They're not.
They're not. Mm-mm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Yeah.
But anyway, what was that information you wanted to give us? You still have it?
It was something about a lawsuit that some residents, I believe, I don't have it in front of me now because I'm not in front of my PC now. A successful lawsuit against abuse in the nursing homes.
Oh, wow.
So I want to let you guys know about it because now you can look it up and take a look at the lawsuit. And use it as a way of getting people to join your cause.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We need the name of the parties involved, and we can...
Yeah, we could get it.
Look it up on Google. Just look up lawsuit won by nursing homes.
Oh, okay.
All right, it might pop up there.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I remember you telling us a little bit about that, but... I guess we could wait till you get the stuff from your. That's Frank's call.
Okay.
No, we can try to look it up.
Yeah.
I don't have the specific name anyway. It wasn't in the headline. If you look it up on Google, you're not going to find it probably in the first 2 or 3 sites that pop up. So you're going to have to do 5th site, 6th site, 7th site, maybe. Because it was about a month ago.
Yeah.
So we'll take a little bit of research. But the fact is, lawsuits are winning, not just for nursing homes, but against politicians and their draconian laws. It stopped the vaccine mandate, I think, in the military. So some lawsuits are very, very good.
Yeah. agree.
Yeah. Yeah, the courts tend to be against the disabled, but sometimes they surprise you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because right now, the only defense we have as Americans are the courts. We have left and trusted our complete lives in the hands of the politicians, the courts, and the cops. Now, as far as I'm concerned, most of them are corrupt, but some of them are not corrupt. And some of the lawsuits that have been initiated by well-meaning patriots have won.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can continue to win, we can stave off this corruption in some way, anyway. Slow it down.
Brian, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, we'll check that out. Maybe we can do a show on it on Wednesday night.
That'd be good.
Yeah, if you find it and you do a show on it. Also, I know you guys, I'm sure, have Facebook pages. I don't. I'm not on Facebook, Reddit, YouTube, any of the social media. So if you find it, yeah, you can put it on your social platforms, and it will attract people to your cause. Because if the lawsuit is a winner, because I saw the headline. I didn't read I perused the article very, very briefly, but I didn't read it. But if the article is helpful, then you can tell people, look, we initiate lawsuits, we can win. So that would attract people.
You remember what state
idea.
It was in?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Huh?
What state
was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. Just it was just
it
was it was about nursing home care or nursing homes win a lawsuit.
Oh, is that what it said? Okay.
Something like that. I don't remember. I was gonna get it, but some people I know, namely you two, got distracted.
Well, we'll have to see what the details
how it
are
is.
On that.
Exactly, because, well, yeah, it mostly the details on it.
All right, look, I'll tell you what. I'll go to my PC now. I'll see if I can find it. If you guys hang up on me this time, I'm coming back. I'm punching both of you in the face.
We're not
going to
hang up on you.
All right.
We're not going to hang up on you.
Stop repeating what I say.
Damn.
Anyway.
It's going to take me,
I'm
gonna take
calling
me about
you grumpy.
5 minutes now. All right, so be patient.
Okay.
All right. Come back in when you've got that. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. And be original. Don't keep repeating what I say. You got to be original.
Yep.
All right. Anybody else on the line?
No, not that I see. Hold on.
All right. So don't forget, May 19th, a day for Milton. We're going to honor Milton the guide dog at the brewery.
I thought you did that already.
Not yet.
No, May 19th. It's in May.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because
I remember Milton made an impression because he was a good guide dog, and I know that you guys wanted to commemorate him, but I thought you did that already. But that's okay.
No,
all right,
it's in May.
No,
all right.
That's in May.
2 months away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're making progress with promoting it, but it's not until May 19th at the Brewery Hall in Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road.
Yeah.
So, for more information, you can call in at site 631-224-3090, leave a message, and we'll get back to you. All right. Oh, by the way, Inner Sight no longer has an email. An email carrier went out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're trying to hook up another
mechanism.
Email. If anybody out there has any ideas, please let us know. I'd like to get an email that's by voice.
That'd be great. Sorry.
Makes it easier.
email by voice. Yahoo doesn't do that?
Nope.
Not that I know
not
of.
Not many do.
No?
Well, unless they change. Maybe they,
yeah, maybe
they
do.
Do it now. I don't know.
Well, we have a old Yahoo email that we could probably test it on, Frank.
I know Proton Mail has encrypted mail. I don't know if they have voice.
That's it. Really needs the voice.
Okay.
But we'll.
All right, I'm still looking. I'm scout
around.
I'm still looking for the info which I downloaded a while back. Go ahead. Don't worry about me.
All right. Inner sight, and you know it's interesting. I heard on the news that some guy who was affiliated with Trump was in trouble with the law, got arrested. He worked for one of Trump's advisors, and he was in trouble with the law. You know, now I don't know how this guy Trump. They say he's mounting a campaign. They let him back on YouTube, I heard. You know?
Yeah, really? Wow.
I don't know how he's going to run for president.
I agree with that.
Who's going to vote for him?
You'd be surprised. If he does run, he'll win.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying today. It sounds crazy, but that's how I feel about it. I'm not going to, per se, for any presidential Canada, because I don't feel that they have, you know, a good, you know, background in what they're saying. They have,
well, we have a new
help people.
We have a new policy at Inner Sight. We're not going to vote for anyone who doesn't come forward and help us.
That's true.
At least try to get what we want. You know. So the hell with him. The hell, you know. I try to contact Trump. A while back in his Florida place, and supposedly they were supposed to give him a message and all that, and I never heard a word. Biden never answered me either. So who do you go with? These people don't give a damn. The governor never answered me. She doesn't give a damn either.
That's true.
I mean, it's freaking horrible, you know. These people think that they're better than anybody else. They're not. They got to go to the bathroom the same damn way we go.
That's right.
That's a hell of an analogy, Frank.
Yeah. So they better wake up and start caring about people. At least hear us out. At least, you know, search out what we want. And you know, that would help a lot of people, free up all that money that they're wasting.
I found some of the info. It's not exactly what I was looking for, but I still found this. And the New York nursing home was sued for fraud and neglect by the state attorney general.
Wow. Okay.
Hang
on.
Say
wait
what
a
state?
That was,
New York?
That was done last year. That was, in New York.
It sounds like it, too.
And there's compensation available for nursing home victims, which
my
I got
mother.
An email on. Let's see what the email says. Okay. It's going to take a little while, a few seconds.
So they say they won?
I don't know yet.
They did. They did, he said.
I said compensation was available for nursing home victims. But I'll give you the particulars as soon as my email loads up on my program.
Oh, yeah.
And let me see what else. Okay. Just about there inside my email. What does it say?
That was a while ago. Last year, right?
Nah, that was... I got this back in February this year, but I'm in my program, and it doesn't, I have to click on, let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see. Got to click on the link. I didn't know it was going to be like this.
That's the state attorney general. I'm trying to think who that is now.
I'm typing stuff, Frank, that maybe I could do some searching on it And then we could...
Here it is. I got it.
Yeah.
It's the name of the firm is Pintas, P-I-N-T-A-S, Pintas and Mullins Injury Lawyers, and it says here, if your loved one has been neglected, abused, or harmed in a nursing home, they may be entitled to compensation. Now, it says, you see, if you qualify, fill out the form below, but they also have an 800 number. You want the 800 number?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, you want to call up and see if you can get anything for your mother and father. They died in a damn
nursing home. That's right. They both died in a nursing home. Yep.
Okay, it's 800.
Okay,
and it's 800, and it's 725.
725.
9877.
That's correct.
Well, I don't know what state they're in. Yeah, 800-725-9877. I don't know what state they're in, but if they're not in your state, they'll probably refer you to an associate in another state.
Well, never know. One of them might have a state license. Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Believe me, I've been searching for people to take my family's case. So maybe they could help.
Well, maybe they would.
Yeah.
If they won and it says compensation, you might be eligible.
No, wait a minute. It says you may be entitled. That's legalese for watch out. Maybe, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You got to see what kind
of... not saying definitely. All right.
Exactly.
Lawsuit it was.
And what's the name of the firm? P-I-N-T, and I didn't get the rest of it.
P-I-N-T-A-S.
Oh, P-A-S-T-A-S.
Yeah, Pintas, P-I-N-T-A-S.
Okay.
Pintas and Mullins, M-U-L-L. I-N-S.
M-U-L-L-I-N-S?
Right, Mullins. M-U-L-L-I-N-S. Pintas and Mullins.
All right.
And
I
got another one.
I didn't go to this one, so that's a good one.
New York Nursing Home Suit for Fraud. I already gave you that one. Where's the government to order nursing homes use of schizophrenic drugs. Here's the one. This is the one I downloaded for you guys.
Yeah.
The government's to order nursing homes use of schizophrenia drugs that are abusively used to sedate patients into compliance. There's neglect.
Well.
Boy, they might have given that to Rosie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking just now.
That drug.
They might.
My mother was given a drug that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Made her really.
She was given
out
it once. Haldol. Haldol was one of them. One time. When she was in
Haldol.
Her arm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they gave her something else after that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they gave her more than what she ever needed. It would have knocked down a horse instead of a human being.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So did the government? Who won that case, Joe? Say.
No, it's basically saying that you can call the firm.
Oh,
it doesn't have any other details. It's just what it is.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's an invitation for people who may be abused by nursing homes. To go to this firm. Okay. So that's
you
got to
call them.
Yeah,
tell them about your mother and father and that they were given a drug. You know, do you know what drug they gave them?
I have to look at some of the paperwork, but I probably
When you call them, make sure you've got all the information before you call them.
Exactly.
You know, you got to be very specific with these things.
I'll take a look at Proton Mail and see if they have voice capabilities for you guys.
Oh, Proton Mail? I heard of it vaguely.
Yeah, that's one that allows you to send encrypted messages.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, really
you have
good.
To be a member of Proton Mail. In other words, if you want to send encrypted mail from Yahoo to Gmail, it won't do it. But if you send it from Proton Mail to another person who has Proton Mail, then the mail will be encrypted.
Well, that's a little rough because we get a lot of submissions that are from Google and a lot of that other stuff. You know, so I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
Yeah. It won't work.
Exactly.
I just want an email I can read, I can hear.
Right.
Yeah. Doesn't seem to have it.
Well, listen, thanks for that, Joe. We'll
I'll
check it out, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the ones that I use, I don't notice voicemail on it. I mean voice capability.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
No. But if I come across one, now that I know you guys are looking for it, then I'll let you guys know. I've come across an email that does have voice capability because, it's important. Instead of straining your eyes or trying to read Braille, all you got to do is use voice.
The one I had, you couldn't read attachments. You couldn't get attachments.
All,
every time somebody sent me an attachment, the whole email would get jammed up.
It was.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
So it's got to be without attachment unless it's geared to handle attachments.
That's
right. I see. Okay.
I don't see why it couldn't have an attachment and the voice just describe what it is.
Exactly.
Well, you know what they probably want you to do then? If they send you a text, it's too bad that it messes up your program. But let's say you didn't, but they sent you a text that you had to read. You can download the text and use a text-to-speech software.
That's right.
Maybe that's maybe they thought that's what you were going to do.
Well, a text I can get on my phone and they'll play it. And I can send it that way. You send a text, too.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all the information I have for guys. That's what I got. I gave you three pieces of information. Not especially helpful. But it gives you a direction.
Well, we'll find out. You know, if there's money there and it's supposed to be... If there's money there and it's supposed to be used in a certain way, we'll find out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, at least it does say on the email that they sent me, I had to copy the link and put it up on my website. It says nursing home neglect is a national crisis. So it seems as though very empathetic. You know, so maybe these people might specialize in that. I don't know. They're talking about bed sores here. They're talking about sexual abuse.
Malnutrition. Malnutrition with my mom. Yeah, and my father, too. They both
medication errors. They talk about that. Yeah.
Wow.
So good luck. So, I mean, it seems as though this particular firm seems to maybe specialize in nursing home disasters.
Abuse. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Sure. Okay, now I'm going to turn off my PC and go back to where I was. So if you guys need any more help, you're going to have to wait till the next time I call in.
Anytime, Joe.
Funny.
You're always welcome.
Anytime. You're always welcome. You really are.
Thanks. Okay. So I'm turning off PC now. And getting out of here, going back to lying down, resting comfortably.
That's cute.
All right.
All right, I'm gonna put you
in
on mute, okay? Yeah.
You're gonna put me on.
Oops.
Man, I'm glad Monday.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
and,
I'll put myself on mute. Don't worry. I'm putting myself on mute right now.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll if you want to call in at 213-816-1650 848. On this Monday night, first day of spring. That's a glad.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm very glad about that.
All right.
Me too.
Hope it gets warmer.
And it's exactly 59 days till a day for Milton.
Oh, that's great.
59 days.
I'd like to hear that.
May 19th.
That's right.
At the Brewery
Hall. Hey, listen, Frank.
Stop interrupting me at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road, from 11 to 2, And we're going to have a great, great time. We're going to praise Milton. We're going to tell what he did for Michelle and how, you know, she'll be talking about probably how she misses him and so on. And you can see that all on our television show, local, this coming Thursday, 9:30, Channel 20. And look for it next week on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night on MNN.org.
You know, I like the interaction you two have with each other. You know, if you two guys weren't married to different people, you should have been married to each other. Stop interrupting me.
Yeah, right.
No, that wouldn't be a good
I'd be
match.
Dead in a week.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, wow.
As soon as you said, stop interrupting me, I'll stop interrupting you. I'll just kill you.
All right, inner sight. Now, what were you going to say before?
Like three times I told you, there's another caller sitting waiting in the queue.
Oh, all right. So let's take another phone call.
Okay, here he comes.
Inner Sight Live. We got a few minutes left.
Yep.
Hello.
Is this West?
Hello?
Hi.
It's Michael. There's another service, but I have to call the library and figure out the email. But there's another search engine go to called startpage.com, and it uses Google, but it don't track you or nothing. See, people don't realize Google will track you and put cookies on your computer and everything.
What is that, an email?
Yeah.
No, that's a search engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't track you nothing like Google does. People don't realize that Google puts like cookies in your computer and tracks you and all that. People don't realize that.
Oh, Facebook does too. Once you're registered with Facebook or Google, they'll follow you all around the internet.
But
the Star page, that's searching, but they do have an email. I have to call the library over here. I can give you the email next week, but that doesn't track you or nothing either. Like it's an encrypted email. It's another encrypted email service they have out.
How does that email work? By the phone?
I don't know. I have to call the library, and I can give you information on that number you gave
right.
me, or
then
I can give
know.
It to you Monday, whichever way you want it.
Yeah, if you can let me know.
Yeah,
about
that'd be great.
I'd be interested.
Oh,
yeah,
I have another question. Another
Checking
thing.
It out.
Like these rehab centers for the blind? You know, it's good they have O&M and technology and daily living skills and all that. I don't know why they can't have, like a class, like, to help blind people get a job. I'm trying to work with the one in Texas, and I have to go state by state here, but I'm going to start with Texas. See, at one time, they did have a class, like, for medical transcription for blind people to be medical transcriptionists. And they had it, and they dropped it, and I'm talking to the interim director because our center doesn't have a real, like, a full-time director yet, and I've been talking to her, and she's supposed to be researching, getting back to me why they dropped it. I thought it was a good idea, and I don't know why some of these other centers in the country, like, someone can do customer service, someone can do medical transcription, and like, to get blind people help them get jobs, but it's like, they started out, and things like it copy each other, and then they get ideas, and then they drop them. They use them for a while, and then they drop them, which I don't understand.
Medical transcription?
Yeah.
I would find that job the most boring job in the world. I'd quit after
Yeah, but some people, somebody has to do it.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
but
not me.
There's money coming in, but I'll tell you why. These programs don't work. I was once in an NGO program, and it didn't work. It was supposed to help people who were over 50 years of age get a job. So I said, okay, let me sign up for the training. They did not help whatsoever. Only 1% of the people who were with the organization got a job. These organizations, which are funded by and created by the government, are not there to help the American people. They are there to provide jobs for those people who work within the agency, not for the American people. All it is a PSYOP. It's there for the congressmen to tell the constituents, look at what I've done. I fund it.
Some of them don't get. That's the problem. They don't need these people to run it properly either. That's what burns it into the ground.
You know what Inner Sight wants. We want the money that's supposed to be there to help you get a job put into an account for the individual, so you can get your job on your own and you have money to promote yourself. That's what
the
whole damn problem.
Problem is, Frank, they're not going to do that because, get this, I don't know how they do it in, like, New York and other states. Okay, I did try to find a job for me here. All the counselors do for the state agencies, we'll find you a job. No, that's a lie, because they get these companies, they work with them. Oh, they give them the money, the funding to go find a job for you.
Everybody
and then they come back 4 months later.
But
and they come
how come we don't get paid? Everybody else is getting
paid. And then they
paid.
Come back. And then they come back 3 or 4 months later. Sorry, son, so we couldn't find you a job. It's like, in my mind, you wasted the state three or four months getting paid for nothing to get a job in. I wish I could have that damn job. You have to be incompetent and get paid for it.
Yeah, the government uses us. When they do those evaluations, they're using us. They get money for that.
Money.
They get paid.
I would do it on job
performance.
The
disabled person should get half that money. We're working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they would put on performance based. Okay, you find these blind people a job. Okay, you get paid. You don't find a job, you're not getting paid. And I think they'll give incentive to go get make some money.
Yeah, you know, if a person went to a program and did the evaluation, and they couldn't get a job, and they got at least half the money that the damn organization was getting, at least the hell you'd get something out of it.
I don't think the person should get the agency shouldn't get paid at all. Okay, you say you're going to find this person
they
a job and you can't. Sorry, you don't get paid for it. You give the person the money. You don't get the money this time.
Look what they did. Look what these guide dogs, this guide dog school did to Michelle. They killed her dog, right?
They did.
Now they won't even friggin' talk to her.
That's true.
Yeah.
How
you
like
what?
That?
Okay.
And they used her to raise $100,000 to train the dogs.
That's right.
And now she's without a dog. We're going to honor the dog on May 19th. She's without a dog. Every damn school in this country is against her now.
Yes,
because there's no law to protect her.
Am I still on? Hello?
So don't tell me about these agencies, man. They can kiss my ass. Macy's window. 5 o'clock, rush hour.
Oh, I remember that old saying, yes.
There's a lot of
Hello?
People done.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Another thing, like these rehab centers, and I think the guide dogs do the same thing. Okay, say someone dies in these facilities, you know, A, they're going to lie about it, and B, they're going to cover it up. So like in Michelle's case, you know they're going to try to cover that crap up and say, oh, we didn't do it. It was an accident. It's like they're going
to
make an escape go out of somebody because
they
don't want to get in trouble.
They tried to say it was an accident, and then the woman got arrested.
That's right.
Who the hell are they trying to kill?
Yeah, because there was a guy in the rehab center. He died. There was a guy that died over here in the rehab center in Texas. And I asked cancer one day, and it's happened before. All they do is hush up and put an article. It was full of lies because I was there and the people that were there. We knew they lied in the paper about it. That's what they do to cover it up. So they don't have to do nothing.
Sure they
You know
cover
what you
it
need?
Up.
You need what some people have done. You need to have nanny cams inside the these nursing homes.
And I actually know who can put up a nice nanny cam, too. They have a bunch of them because, unfortunately, the person passed away and he was a PI. So maybe I could call them.
You got to have a law.
Yeah, you can do it with those cameras because you can run those cameras off a laptop. If you have a laptop computer, you can put those cameras. Like they're so small, you can put them like, in a plane or a race or whatever and monitor people. So a nurse comes in and abuses somebody. Okay, we got you.
That's exactly right.
Everybody, we're out of time. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. I want to thank all our callers, Joe and Mike, Lorraine, thank you. Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Be with
you
tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too, sweetheart.